Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tree?
Yes, Monet.
I have to say, it has been a pleasure being here with you this week. I'm excited for this episode coming out today.
Yes, we've been in Los Angeles. Well, mm-hmm. Monet lives in Los Angeles, yeah. But I've been visiting. We're both working a gig tomorrow night, which should be lots of fun, but it's top secret.
It's top secret. No one knows.
Yeah, bottom secret also, from what I understand, of the rest of the performers.
I'm just kidding. For sure.
Bottom, I don't mean sexually a bottom. I mean bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yes. No. They're all bottom feeders, and you and I are there, so what does that say about us?
That they wanted some variety and getting some top talent.
We are here in studio recording a bunch of things.
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California, Bunny.
And I've already seen a star. Yes. In that wig, you look like Jennifer Hudson.
Do I really?
Playing Aretha Franklin on her deathbed.
Have you seen Aretha yet?
No, I haven't. What? I'm horrible. I love Jennifer Hudson.
I know you love Jennifer Hudson. You won't stop talking about her.
I know. She's the best. She's the voice of today.
You think?
Her voice sends me.
I agree with that. Okay, have you ever heard Sasha Allen sing?
I have not.
I'm going to send you some recordings. In my humble opinion, Sasha Allen is the next Whitney Houston, but people just will not give her her time in the sun. The voice is impeccable.
Well, what is the name of the queens from the drag queen from Drag Race Louisiana who passed away recently?
Chi-Chi Devane.
Chi-Chi told me, "Oh, anybody in my church can sing like Jennifer Hudson." Chi-Chi said, "All those women." You know, I'm sure that there are other voices, but I just love where Jennifer's voice chooses to go. But I also will always ask, where are her hits? Like when Whitney died, they let her do the tribute.
Oh, they did.
At some award show. So if her voice is that good, or approaching that good, I don't want to get any Whitney fans mad because I'm one of those two. But why don't they give her hit material or promote her material? Because even
She's tried, but she just doesn't. For some reason, her voice does not give us hits. Like I love Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Her song "Don't Make Me Hit You with My Pocketbook." Like they give her these songs, that is not going to be a hit. Like no.
But see, that's a groove oriented thing where they're trying to put her in a box of like R&B diva.
Right.
She's a Mariah Carey diva who may have Mariah has songs that people dance to, but honey. Trust me, it's the vision of love where you see, a beautiful girl, notes gliding over the octaves. That's the kind of music that I like to hear. And then Jennifer has songs like Don't Look Down. Down.
I don't know that one.
It was never promoted. It was never even a single, but it was one on her like 2 albums ago. And she's just phenomenal. So while I love seeing her pop up at events and see other people's, you know, sing other people's music,
yeah,
I want her hits because Spotlight was phenomenal.
Oh yeah, Spotlight was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, that was probably her biggest solo hit.
Oh, for sure. That was her biggest solo hit. Speaking of solo hits, it's not a segue. I'm just saying that because that's kind of what people say in podcasts. Speaking of, you're in LA. Now, obviously, you're here all the time because you travel a lot for work.
Yes.
And in this trip, are you getting any vibes of maybe I could do it? Sherry Vine was notoriously a New Yorker through and through. I would never leave New York. I love New York. LA. She's been living in LA and she loves it.
Well, and as a New Yorker, I am so glad she's here. No, I don't drive and I don't use Uber because it's unethical and doesn't treat.
So how do you get around?
Well, I took a taxi from my hotel.
How do you get a taxi? I don't even know how to even get a taxi.
Well, it's easier for some of us.
You just go out and you just put your leg out.
And then I don't pull up the dress too much. I don't want to show them my depends.
With the shit in it?
Yeah.
I think that'll be a turn off.
No,
unless they're into scat.
Look. Anywhere you want to go, that people who live here in LA will say, oh, it's just 20 minutes away.
It is 20 minutes,
It's just 20 minutes. It's not far. Girl, it's 40-minute drive everywhere. So it's like, when I first came here, I like LA now. Uh-huh. I mean, in terms of visiting and performing here. But when I first came here, you know, coming from New York to this is like a city of strip malls on highways. This is like, so there's a great makeup store an hour and a half away.
No.
And then there's a wig store in Santee Alley downtown. And then, it's just like, I mean, can you imagine being on drugs and in a cab, as I have been, trying to get from one, and you're just like in traffic, it's just miserable, and you're just like...
I have a question. I'm very serious about this, too. I'm not just saying this for the podcast. I'm very serious. I would love to, Bunny, with you, do some shrooms or some acid. Would you ever do that in your life? I used to in my 20s.
I don't know if I can handle that. I mean, please, things are spinning out of control anyway. I don't know if I need to help them. But I have friends who microdose.
Microdosing is such a big thing nowadays. Everyone's microdosing.
Yeah.
I have a friend that microdoses mushrooms daily. I'm like, every day? No.
No, I have that one too. And he says, I run errands. Last time I did mushrooms with RuPaul in about 1989.
Well, that was the last time you did mushrooms?
Yeah.
Bunny, you're not living anymore. Bunny, we need to do some mushrooms together.
I just had to make some space for the cocaine, ecstasy, PCP, Xanax.
Okay, I've never done PCP. What is PCP?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kidding. Oh. So it's like something that really fucks you up.
Oh, okay,
really,
okay, like, never mind.
You're very disoriented.
Like on some fentanyl shit.
Well, fentanyl will kill you, but I mean, I don't know. There may be a high associated with it. But, you know, I've been in L.A., and it's hard for me to, you know, get around, and it's like, but luckily, I met someone staying at my hotel.
Did you really?
Well, not exactly staying at my hotel. He was outside the hotel in the back by the dumpster, but he's quite attractive and young. I think he said his name is Brian Laundry. And ordinarily, I don't like to do my laundry, but I'll change, Brian. He likes it rough. Clearly.
Yeah. And you also have those scabs in your hole, so it's even better.
How dare you?
What?
You must be more inclusive of the scabs that were already there.
Anyway, I'm happy that you are, I know you're not considering it, but I'm happy that you are getting around L.A. Pain-free, apparently.
All the time we've done this podcast, it was started during COVID. Uh-huh. Monet was in Brooklyn. Uh-huh. I was in Manhattan.
I was in Harlem.
Oh, Harlem. Okay, yeah. Same thing. See, you were
roughing
somewhere
it.
People of color live.
But this has been a very productive week. Well, y'all, we finally recorded the theme song. The theme song is done in total.
Yes, it was not ready for release because we got to mix it up, but we did. Thank you for asking us, because that's why we wanted to finish it, because people were like, do the theme song, release the theme song. So we don't know when it's going to be released, but it is
recorded.
Almost finished. It's recorded, so it just needs to be mixed. And
well,
all
that mostly kind of people were like, Monet, please get on it. We're tired of hearing Bunny. She's like out of tune. It sounds weird. We would like you to be on it so it sounds better. That's
well, what Monet did throw down on some harmonies today that bespoke of her church background.
But also, y'all know Bunny B. If y'all don't know, y'all should look up Lady Bunny's music on iTunes, stream it. Bunny has a lot of great music out there. You don't talk about your music a lot.
I'm getting ready to work on it more. I couldn't even get into the studio
during
COVID because the guys was but now. Yeah, I get in, whatever we do. But we were here in L.A., and we did our first in-studio podcast about the Facebook craziness where the Kim, why do we keep calling her Kim? Francis
Haugen. Yeah. We spoke about that. So that episode's coming out next week. But today, y'all are getting a little short little tidbit re-recorded because we did not want to leave y'all a week without fabulous content. So this episode this week is a little shorter, but we will be back in full regalia next Friday.
It's a lot shorter. Like, the ads are longer than the bullshit that we're trying to fill that we're but we also have Connor Franta.
Yeah, Connor Franta's coming too. He was great.
He was absolutely great.
He
very
was really
smart
great.
Young man, very, very with it, and very, he has a book out called House Fires, and if you live under a rock, as I do, a crack rock, you may not know that he is a YouTube sensation who had a very moving coming out story.
Yes.
Moving from Minnesota.
And
now, you know, in a small town of 4,000.
Yeah. So what we discovered is that in the biopic of Lady Bunny, Connor Franta would play young Lady Bunny, because your stories are very parallel. Small town to a big town.
Okay. Here's the thing. My lips are not that thin.
Oh, my God. Connor had nice lips. Do I forget?
Oh, I didn't say they weren't nice. I also didn't say that they were full.
There's this really funny meme. It's like the three British actors. It's like Ralph Fiennes, Loki from Marvel, y'all, and I think Tom Holland. And the caption is like, there are literally 0% lips in this entire picture. I mean, the thinnest lips.
My people. My people.
Like credit card thin. I was like, wow, white people really be out here with no lips. That's so sad.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not our favorite part of our bodies, that's for sure. It isn't our penises either.
One time I made out with this white guy, and I was drunk at a club, like somewhere in Europe.
No, wait. You were drunk at a club. Oh, my God.
It was in Prague. I was in Prague, Czech Republic. And
you were a hog in Prague?
I was a hog in Prague. And I won't say the name of the draggers girl, but she was supposed to be with this guy that night. And then so we're up in the club in the VIP, and her and the guy are talking. And then she just, in the middle of the conversation, she turns to me. I was to her right, and she goes, "You can have him." And then I just walked over to this guy, and I was like, "Hi." And then we started making out. And then I took him back to the hotel room. We had a great time.
Well, I mean, you've never been one to turn down sloppy seconds.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I have no shame in my game. If your sloppy seconds are still edible, bitch, if you did not eat all of your food, I will gladly go and finish your plate.
Excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? I tend to eat all of my food.
Bunny has never met a plate that she hasn't conquered.
But you know, everyone makes fun of me because the drag community makes fun of me because I never change my makeup that much, and the lips are pretty much going to be pink or orange or coral. Honey, let me tell you. That comes from years of experimenting, you know, and seeing the photos as a result.
A red lip will look gorgeous on you.
No, no, no. A dark lipstick on someone whose lips are not full makes them look like a grim snapping turtle. So, I mean, unless you want that goth look,
a snapping turtle.
No, a grim snapping turtle.
What's a grim snapping turtle?
Like a mean one that's really going to snap you up. it's the dark, like the black and all that. Yeah. No, I could never pull that off. I know, because I tried it.
I agree with that. Have you ever thought about getting injectables in your lips? Like getting like some Juvederm and stuff in there. Not Juvederm, one of the V, I forget the name of it.
You know, well, as you get older, your lips get thinner. Uh-huh. And so
I know mine are so thin.
I know. This is the only part of you this thin. But you look like I'm talking. I would maybe try it.
Yeah.
You know, like much later, but I would only do it. Bianca, with because her lip, Bianca's new lips are so huge, it looks like she's been rimming a wasp's nest. But I would get it if it wasn't permanent, so that I could see how it looks. Because
they're not permanent. If you do them, you have to get touch up in like 8 months, or if you don't get a touch up in 8 months, they go away after like a year. They're not permanent.
But I thought you could. Well, the silicone is permanent.
Yeah, silicone ones, but no one does silicone anymore. You just do like a little.
Well, the trans community sure does a lot of silicone.
This is true. You know
what can happen? Is that when you smile, the inside can actually drop and be lower and cover your teeth when you're smiling.
Ew.
I have friends like that. So I would consider, you know, doing, I mean, basically drag queens draw their whole mouth on anyway, but I understand why Bianca did it, because she wants her eyes and lips to be prominent, and it's all about proportion.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing that I'm keenly aware of is that, so when I was living in Atlanta in the 80s, I saw a white drag queen or trans person who's a woman, trans woman, who had gotten big, big silicone cheeks. Mm-hmm. Well, her eyes were as close set as Shea Coulee's.
Wait, Detox was in Atlanta?
No, her eyes were really close. So but the effect of having big, big cheekbones just makes your eyes instantly cross. So I have another friend who, you know, is female, black, and got a nose job, but she told me that she went to the doctor and said, I don't want a white nose, because she wants it to look, you know, it's like if I were to wear like a kinky wig, it wouldn't look right with my features any more than big lips would look right with the rest of my features. It would just like throw you off. And
got it. You know, that's what you're saying.
It's you have to be careful about it. Like, you know, another thing is you can get a nose job. I wouldn't mind getting mine refined a little bit, but you can't go from a big nose
to
a small nose.
Yeah.
You can go from big to medium or medium to small, but it starts to get the Jacko.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Jack-o'-lantern.
That's a very fair assessment, Bunny. That's a very fair assessment. So, you know what? Don't do anything. You're perfect as you are.
Do you know what Dame Edna told Joan Rivers when he met her? Joan, you look terrific. Please don't ever consider any plastic surgery.
Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace. Well, anyway, y'all, this week's episode is very short. Again, we're coming back next week. Stay tuned to Ebony and Irony.
Actually, after all this time, after all these times with laying in bed, you know, unshaven, we actually shaved our fucking mugs.
Speak for yourself. I don't be laying up in bed unshaven. I am fully vaxxed.
Oh, you don't have a bed?
Waxed. No. I have a box. And
Shangela? I thought this was Monet. It's been very relaxed, but I think we actually got two really good podcasts in studio about Facebook and Connor Franta coming up the week after this, because, you know, it kind of made us feel like we were on, because it reminds you of when you're on stage,
because
you got that girdle pinching and your nuts are shoved up your ass.
I don't shove my nuts.
You
up
should.
My ass.
Okay. To both of those,
I am
you
natural, honey.
Natural.
I'm like, I'm Christopher Street natural, girl.
Christopher Street natural?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You're living in L.A. I'm the one that lives in the West Village, honey. I'm the Christopher Street bitch. You remember Star Jones?
Of course.
She said one time that she wanted her men to have a little bit of street in them. And then she got married to that gay guy. I said, he had it all right. Christopher Street. He had a little bit of street in him. Yes, he did.
And you... He showed it. That man was so fucking gay. What was she thinking, girl?
I don't know, but she was wild. I mean, she's a lawyer. I wonder what she's doing. Now, I always thought she was beautiful, but everyone turned on her.
After Apprentice.
Well, they turned on her because she was using The View to publicize and, you know, presumably promote her wedding. So she was like getting free stuff for the, this was like before Instagram, this bitch was doing that. She was like, you know, giving them a little bit of TV exposure. Wasn't that why they initially turned on her? Because they, I mean, she was like loved for a few
when
years.
When I started watching The View, she was gone. Mm-hmm. I've been watching The View for about 6 years now. She's been gone when I started watching, so I don't know.
And did you watch it when Sherry Shepherd was on
she
was there?
Sherry Shepherd, God bless her. She the elevator does not go all the way to the top floor. She's not the brightest bulb.
She realized on the show that the earth was not flat.
I know. It was ridiculous. The fact that this fucking woman... However, I'm assuming she was in her early 30s at that point, thought that the world was flat. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a little angry at your girl, Whoopi, the when? Other day.
Why? What'd she do?
Well, you know, obviously the progressives are trying to, you know, get this Joe Biden's agenda. It's not even, you know, that progressive. It's just like they're trying to get this infrastructure bill, which is bipartisan. They've already approved of it. Uh-huh. And then they're trying to... couple it with this great bill that does so much for so many people, mm-hmm. Child care payments, free college, you know, a pre-K, you know, all this money for the climate. I mean, there's a lot of good, I don't think the Democrats did a good enough job selling it because I think free college, even if it's public college, would
oh, yeah,
be a
sure.
huge help to
yeah,
a lot of lower
definitely
income
better
people.
Than what it is now.
Yeah, and so Whoopi tends to be, you know, on the left, but a bit conservative. So she was like saying, oh, well, she's been saying things like, oh, AOC's moving too fast. And, you know, she's been yeah. saying, cutting Bernie off during it. But she said that, you know, why do they have to make all this trouble regarding that bill? And I was just like, so when Democrats were saying, oh, black women saved us, listen uh-huh. to black women. Miss Whoopi, did they mean listen to conservative, you know, black women who are very rich, who don't need public college?
I mean...
who don't need child care? I mean, wouldn't that disproportionately help, you know, black women?
Yeah, I mean, when you say listen to black women, I don't think we're saying listen to Omarosa. I don't think that's what
or Candace
saying.
Owens.
Or Candace Owens, who is a... We should have her as a guest on the podcast. I would love to see you and Candace Owens engage in conversation. It would make me fucking come.
She's a monster.
Oh, and I want to see you talk to her.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed... I think we mentioned this in the thing about Facebook, because we were talking about Russell Brand, and I seen a clip of Candace on there, and she tried to claim that Jeff Bezos and the other, like, Democratic-aligned... you know, billionaires mm-hmm. were socialists. And I was like, this is what she said. She said, the socialists want to, you know, stop everyone from getting to be where they are. And Russell Brand, you know, thankfully said, no, babe, the socialists want to tax the wealthy and yeah. tax Amazon that doesn't, you know, pay them its fair share of taxes so that it can afford services for people. Like, so, you know, Candace is off, but she is very pretty and she's very smart. Forceful.
She's very smart.
Yeah, I mean, like I noticed that when he would say something, it's kind of like a media training thing uh-huh. Where she'll always say, just to like let you know that she's still in the
engaging,
conversation.
She's listening, yeah. yeah. Yeah, she's a very smart. Smart people are very dangerous. Candace Owens is a very smart woman and she's very great with her words and... Yeah, but I.
But she got caught up recently, though, in something that the left rejoiced over because, she put out a tweet saying, if the vaccine is free, why isn't, you know, cure for cancer, you know, or you know, surgeries free? And the progressives that want Medicare for all say,
like,
yeah,
bitch,
that's what we
hello.
Want. That is what we
like,
want.
What? Anyway, listen, y'all, we have to go, but enjoy this episode. It's a brief episode. We'll be back next week. We leave a better shit for all of you.
Yes, long shit. Ew. I mean, that didn't...
Yeah, that's...
I mean...
Yeah.
Longer shit? Looser.
Anyway, thank y'all for tuning into this little snippet of Ebony and Ari podcast.
Yes.
It comes out every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us.
A podcast network.